It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. It's time for the Dial-A-Doc program here today. And with the Dial-A-Doc program here today, we have the FHN CEO, Mark Gridley, with us here today. Hey, Mark, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks for being here. Of course, President and CEO of FHN. I know, Mark, that it's been a very busy year for you and everybody there at FHN. Give us some high points from your perspective.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful year. I'm very pleased about our people and the skills and compassions we're able to share. But a few things we have going on is our cancer center being able to provide a 3-day appointment guarantee, being able to provide university-level care right here close to our community, something very proud of. We also introduced an FH Now virtual application to allow for telemedicine visits to make it accessible to all of our patients 24/7, so very convenient there. Our orthopedic surgery program continues to grow. Our vein center is seeing a lot of success. And probably what I'm most excited about is our new providers and welcoming back some of our experienced providers. So we were able to welcome Dr. Kate Elbeck, who is a community person, to our Highland View Drive location doing family practice. We have 3 nurse practitioners that grew up here and were local people, worked their way up through school, recently graduated, and they're amongst the ranks doing primary care and helping out in orthopedics. And we were also able to welcome back Dr. Sean Cheyenne for ENT, and then also Dr. Lou Martinez for family medicine. And we have a number of other talented staff that have come back to our organization, which is always affirming and a good thing to see. We were able to congratulate Dr. Terry Miller for achieving the Rural Health Association's Physician Excellence Award. So that was something that we're very proud of. And of course, our drive-through flu shots continue, our mobile RX pantry headed by Dr. Perry, mobile integrated health partnership with the city and Connect the Dots program, and I can go on and on and on, but a lot of really good things happening for our community and our organization.
Wow, it speaks a lot about your staff, of course, and speaks well, especially in light of the folks coming back home and coming back to you guys. What are some of the FHN projects? I know you're always busy with projects as well. Projects that you continue to enjoy on behalf of FHN with the success in the community.
Well, what I'm most proud of is really our collaboration with a lot of our community partners through our Connect the Dots program. And that could be different agencies as well as the different school systems, whether it's our Miles and Minutes program, our Get Fit Challenges, the Festival of Trees, our health fairs, the Women Nights Out events, our speaker series, a lot of our community health forums. There's a real lot of good things that are happening. And also our Mobile RX program, which is helping to feed the people who are in need. So just a lot of great things that show that we are local and we're doing things outside of our doors to help our community.
We're talking to Mark Gridley. He's the president and CEO of FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Mark, FHN is very important to the region. How do you see your role here on behalf of FHN contributing to our quality of life here in the region?
I feel our role is vital, and I take a step back and I think about what I want for my family since I live in this community with my wife and children. And so what we do has to directly connect to benefiting them and helping making decisions local about how good health care is going to ensure health and well-being for a lot of the people that we care for, not only to keep them healthy, but to help them to thrive. And I think if we have people thriving and they see a lot of good things that are happening, they see career pathways and that there's growth happening around us, it's only going to help us drive the economy, which overall is going to improve all aspects of our county.
I know that there's a lot of press reports out there about healthcare continues to be a challenging environment. What have you found most challenging at FHN recently?
I think what's the most challenging thing that we see is the cost of healthcare and the ability for people to really be able to afford that. And so we've been encouraging folks to talk to our financial counselors and some of our financial navigators to help them really understand what are cost-effective ways of seeking health care and being able to manage their family's budget as well. you know, when we look at what we do as a health system, we want to do that with compassion and skill, but also a sensitivity to a person's ability to pay and what their needs are. One of the things that I think that will help us is, as a community, if people really just refer their friends and family to FHN to allow us the privilege of trying to help them through those challenging times.
What about 2020? You know, what do you think is on the agenda? Healthcare insurance coverage, that type of thing. What do you see for 2020?
In 2020, it's going to be a very hot topic, it being an election year and a campaign issue. I don't necessarily foresee any major changes occurring, so as much as proposed changes that could occur post-election time frame. I'm not sure we'll hear much more about single-payer systems, or the ACA will probably look at that discussion of expansion, or looking at basically improvements that would be proposed, but nothing that is concrete. Generally, in an election year, we don't see wide-scale change. Some of the things that I know the government are looking at is price transparency, the cost of drugs or pharmacology, medical devices, and then potentially insurance oversight. So those are topics for discussion. So we're waiting to hear what kind of legislation or regulations might be proposed or come out of that.
I know that there's been, you know, kind of effectively attacks on the ACA and Obamacare, but it's been hanging in there pretty good, hasn't it?
It has been, and it's working to a certain extent, and I think that's the reason why it's hanging in there, is because people are seeing some of the benefits. Now it's looking at how do you get all stakeholders to participate, to kind of even the playing field for folks to participate in those plans.
What do you see ahead for FHN now for 2020 specifically?
For 2020, one of the things that I'm really excited about is moving forward with our Mental Health Crisis Stabilization Unit. We've seen a lot of community support in 2019 and fundraising. Many of our community members stepped up to the table and donated heavily, and now we're able to fund that project, and so we'll have construction underway. And I look forward to being able to open that in late 2020, which is going to be a great service to the behavioral health needs for all of the people we serve. We're also looking at a major upgrade to our surgical suite. So we're looking at how do we upgrade the technology, how do we upgrade the services, and make sure we really do have a state-of-the-art center for our surgeons. So it's not only a good place to receive care, but it's also a great place to be able to provide care.
Mark, what do you enjoy most about leading FHN?
The thing I enjoy most about leading FHN is really hearing about the work that people are doing, hearing from patients about their experience, and seeing the engagement of the people here, not only that are working at FHN, but throughout our community, of looking at really trying to make a difference and make things better. You know, at the end of the day, it's not about bricks and mortars or the latest technology. It's always about the people and the talented caregivers we have, and it's just humbling for me to be able to serve all of them.
And what are some of the ways that folks out there, you know, there's so much going on at FHN, how can people stay up to date as to what is happening at FHN?
Well, of course, they can continue to listen to your station and get information there. There's also a lot of other media, such as our Facebook page, FHN.org is our website. We do distribute the Insight magazine several times throughout the year and try and keep people posted through local media.
Special holiday plans for you and your family for the holidays, or any New Year's resolutions for you, Mark?
We're looking forward to spending some time together here locally, enjoying a lot of things that our community has to offer. And I've learned that New Year's resolutions don't work so well for me, so I haven't put anything too specific there. I think it's last year I talked about working on my wellness, and I've made some progress there, but still have some work to do. I'm fortunate to have a great team of people that are willing to help me with that as well.
All right. And anything else you want to mention in closing before we say goodbye?
I just want to wish everybody a happy holidays to everyone. Thank them for choosing FHN. It's really a privilege for us to be able to care for your families.
All right. Great, Mark. Of course, you're originally a Wisconsin guy, so how's this Bears-Packers thing working for you?
Oh, I think that's self-evident.
All right. Gotcha. So are you happy with the 11-3 record by the Packers?
Well, you know, it could have been, 12-1, I would have been happier, or 12-2.
All right. Sounds good. Mark, happy holidays to you and your family and everybody at FHN. It's always great working with you folks, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
Thanks. It's a pleasure.
All right. Mark Gridley here today. He's the president and CEO of FHN on the FHN Dialer Doc program. The preceding this morning brought to you today by FHN.